Parsha Korach, we have the prototype of the Machloket, Shelo Lishma, as we know from Pirkei Avot. And one of the Pesukim, Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Yedaled, says, Hayine Anashim, Im Tanaker Lo Na'aleh. You knock at the eyes, we won't go up. So Rashi explains that Korach and that Datan and Aviram were saying, even if you send a Shaliach to poke out our eyes, we still won't go up and join. So he says, Chafetz Chaim says, really? Do they listen to themselves? Ad kedei kach, that they're so shakua, they're so involved and enveloped in this machloket, they're so deep, they don't even listen to the words coming out of their mouth. Their own ears hear them saying that, I would rather my eyes get poked out than do what you're asking. That ad kedei kach, that's the power of machloket, the power of sina, the power of strife, is that it causes you to do things that if you were to take a step back and analyze it, you would never consider saying or doing. And ad kedei kach, that's what he said. In the footnote on the other side of the page, the Chafetz Chaim told a story that he knew of a small town where there was a machloket between, I guess, the mayor of the town and his neighbor. And he was so annoyed by the mayor of the town that he said, I'm going to tattle on him to the, you know, royal authorities on all sorts of illegal practices he had done. And he may have done these things, and that's not the discussion here. But his wife said to him, you know, that guy that you're trying to tattle on to the royal authorities, he was the one who signed the form that let your son get out of the army. Our son. Our son got an exemption from joining the army, and I'm sure you know what the army was, you know, in whatever European or Eastern European country they were in, what it did for the Yiddishkeit of those involved. So she's like, our son got an army exemption because this guy was our neighbor and he was our friend 10 minutes ago, and he signed off on the form. You know what's going to happen? If you tell on him to the authorities, they're going to come and be like, well, let's look at everything he's done. They're not just going to punish him for whatever you tattling him about. They're going to go do a whole investigation. And they'll be like, wait a minute. This guy's giving out military exemptions unnecessarily. And you know what's going to happen? Your son's going to have to go to the army or have to, you know, be punished for avoiding the draft. So don't you, care about him? Why would you want to risk the safety and security of your son for this machloket? And he said, Anala ba'alam ivulba mikas, so angry. Hakol kedai lasor otcha oti vet banenu, obuval lorid et zemigdulato. It's all worth it. Even if you, me, and our son all have to go to prison, it's worth it just to get this guy off from his standing. Because when something comes to machloket, people are so invested in it. It's the principle of it. It's, they don't even hear what they're saying. It's so not logical. It's detrimental to themselves. And they don't even hear it. It becomes so irrational. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says about Datan Aviram. Datan Aviram, what, you're really willing? You would rather have your eyes poked out than go join? That doesn't make any sense. Do you listen to the words coming out of your mouth? Do your ears hear it? It can't be that that's really what you think. And this guy is willing to have he and his wife and his son go to prison just to get back at them. It doesn't make any sense. And really, this is the sad truth. The Chafetz Chaim is right that a lot of times that people will do, you know, all sorts of relationships, whether it's a spousal relationship, their friends, their neighbors, chamrutas, their co-workers, their community. People are very often making out of machloket, they're doing something that is detrimental not only to the other but to themselves, and they become so irrational because they're so absorbed, entrenched in this machloket that they wouldn't, they can't possibly think straight, and it's hard to fathom. These are the words coming out of their mouth. And that's really what we have to learn from. We have to learn negative, meaning we learn from the bad example in this week's Parsha of Datan V'Aviram. Shkach.